Yeah, it showed that the existing rents for tenancies in Clare is about 912, and it has, for the new registered tenancies, it was 1,200 a month. There's probably to be a few aspects to it. I suppose, I think first and foremost, is that maybe it shows that the landlord, maybe particularly in Clare, isn't the big bad wolf that they're being made out to be. And there's probably old historic tenancies there that are on historic low rents that landlords aren't, you know, keeping them up or upping them up to the market rents that are there. And with the introduction of these rent pressure zones, it's going to actually come against these good landlords at such big time, because they find themselves now that they're only going to be able to give 4% increases. You know, I've seen examples where there's probably historic leases there at 600 a month that could now probably be 1,000, 1,200 a month. So that could be some element of it, that there's historic leases there, but I suppose landlords aren't really pushing it to the extent that they could. And then some element of new leases, maybe some of those properties have undergone some upgrading works as well, so it might be in better condition and can attain higher rents. And then a third element is, might explain it as well, is the number of actual tenancies registered in the last quarter has dropped off, I think, big time. So that shows that your demand is still probably outweighing the supply, and the supply is getting less and less. I think some counties, I'm not too sure what Clare were, but some counties showed up on a 50% drop in the number of tenancies registered in the last quarter. So that could explain it as much as any. You know, the number of elements. One, there's a shortage of supply. Two, probably existing landlords aren't keeping the rent up to market rents. And three, in that maybe some of the newer leases have undergone, you know, upgrading works can lead them to attain slightly higher rents.
Is the market here stable, do you think, or would you be concerned about it?
It's non-functioning from our perspective anyway. We've people, and it breaks your heart, like when you're in the cold face of it. Like we've people calling into our office every single day looking for rental property, and we have not got it. We have not listed. We haven't had an apartment, a house to rent around the town during the last 6 weeks. So the people are doing transactions themselves privately and don't need to go to agents. But we in the cold face of it see the real problem that it is. Like, I mean, break your heart, people that are coming into you, you know, looking for good people, looking for accommodation and cannot get it. It is a major problem. A major, major problem. And when you're in the cold face, you can really see the problem, that how big a problem it is and the extent of the problem. Just that the stock isn't there currently.
The government brought in a number of measures in the last budget to help both tenants and landlords to make, for tenants to make it more affordable and for landlords.
It's a bit early to tell. The rent pressure only came in there in the middle of last year, but I think that's going to have the opposite effect, in that, again, you have historic landlords there who had them on historic low rents, and if they go to address it, they can only go up 4%. So what are they doing? There's a good demand to buy. There's good prices being got for sell properties. They're selling. And because the property has a historic low rent, a landlord, potential landlord, won't buy it because he'll be tied by the old rent. So it does leave it open to home buyers, which is good for them. There's a bit more stock coming on for those. But I think the rent pressure zone coming into Clare has, if anything, it has tightened the market from the rental properties and has led more landlords to leave the market.
Is there a single realistic measure that could be taken by the government in the next budget that could, I suppose, ease pressure for landlords or entice further landlords back into the market?
You have to look at tax breaks. They may have to look at, again, with new builds, they may have to look at the VAT element and taking some of the costs off there. I mean, our inflation is stabilising a little, but you still talk to builders, there's costs are still going up, so they are. I'll have to look at something, maybe on the VAT rate. Might have to start looking at tax breaks for the landlords to encourage them to stay on the market, because the rent pressure zone is more of a stick than a carrot, and they're leaving the market. So if they want to get them to stay in the market, they're going to have to put a few carrots out there.
And do you think the government is in a position to introduce a tax break big enough that it would entice a landlord into the market or entice them to stay in the market?
They might, because they say inflation is high. I suppose putting, leaving money in the banks, you're getting very little interest. So, I mean, much in all, you know, you're paying 50% of it in income tax. It's still a, you know, if there's a viable return, it will make sense to some rather than leaving money there, you know, probably losing value if it's just sitting in banks. So it could be a good time to try and structure it and encourage people to do it. But as I say, at the moment, we're still seeing an exodus of landlords, unfortunately, from the marketplace.